Shall confess you, Jesus. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good to see each and every one of you here this morning in the house of the Lord. Greetings to you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to be here one more time, and we give God thanks for his mercy, his grace, for keeping us throughout the course of this week. Whether we've had a great week, whether your week has been really challenging, it's good that we can be here together to praise and to worship him, because he is worthy to be adored this morning. And as you were able to peruse from the screen our pre-song this morning, Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. And momentarily, Brian is going to be speaking from the subject of how do we build our spiritual house. And in order for us to build anything, we need Jesus to be at the center of it all. Except the Lord build the house, those who labor in vain. So it's all about him, so that we can have a firm foundation, firmly rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to call your attention to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, and we're going to read this together. Psalm 100, as we prepare our hearts to give praise and honor to the Lord this morning. After three, let's read together. One, two, three. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues for all the generations. That was good, but I'm sure we can do a lot better than that. We're going to start again from verse number one. Let's give it all we've got for the glory of God. Are we ready? Yeah. Verse one. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues for all generations. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. All the time. And all the time, the Lord is good. So we are going to worship and we are going to praise his name as we respond to this wonderful psalm, Psalm 100, inviting us into the presence of Almighty God. That's why we're here, to worship him and to be still in his presence. Let's come before him in prayer now. Father, we're so grateful. We're so grateful for the opportunity to be in your house. We're grateful for the opportunity to be in your presence. And Lord, we just want to be still now as we rest in your presence. Thank you that regardless of what has happened this week, whether we've had a good week, an excellent week, or a really dire week, thank you that in this moment we can be still before you. Your Shekinah presence, thank you that you are here. You are in the midst to bless. And we wait on you now. We say, come, Holy Spirit. Come, and have your way. Lord, we pray if there's anything in our lives, anything that is not of you, if there's anything in the way that would prevent us, prohibit us from encountering the Shekinah presence of you this morning, we pray now according to your mercy, according to your grace, that Lord, that you would remove those things right now as we confess them to you now in our hearts. O Lord, we thank you that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, and his mercy, they never come to an end. For they are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, as we are focusing on the subject of building for the Lord, our spiritual house, we're going to sing our first song. If you're able to stand with me, we're going to sing together, Build Your Kingdom Here, followed by Faithful One. Thank you. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ, yes. Lid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground, yes, is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Hallelujah. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground. Please do take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Christ, the solid rock we stand. We thank you, Lord, for being a firm foundation in our lives. Thank you that we can depend on you. Thank you that you are dependable. Thank you that you are consistent. We can trust in you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Psalm 96 says, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of the nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness, and tremble before him all the earth. Say among all the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established upon it, and it cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Amen. As we continue to worship him this morning, presence of the Lord is in this place, and I want to encourage you today that this doesn't have to be just a routine Sunday, but whatever you stand in need of today, the Lord is in the midst, and he's able to bless, to encourage, to uplift, to challenge us, to touch us in the area of our need. Just open your heart to him this morning, for the Lord is here. Amen. Well, in this atmosphere of praise and worship, I'm going to ask a question to our children and our young people. So good to see so many of our children and young people here this morning. We thank God for them. We thank God for their presence. And they are so a part of this local church and this ministry. And I want to ask them if there's any one of our children and young people who are blessed to have a birthday in and around this week. Anyone having a birthday? Yeah, is it what? Yeah? Come down, come. Yes. I've got one. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Come down. What is your name? Sarah. Ah, Sarah. And how old are you?
Nine.
Wow, that's a big one. 9 years of age. What year was you born? Do you know what year you was born? You don't know. The first of March. Okay. Wow. It's amazing. Now, what did you do for your birthday? Did you do anything? You celebrated. You had a nice party. Ah, good. Did you have lots of food? Yeah? Good. Did you have a cake? That's what it's all about. Well, we have an array of gifts here, and you can pick out anything that you like. Ah, what's this? Barbie dolls? Ah, nice. Pocket princess. 10 mini dolls. Ah, sounds good. Well, I hope you have fun and enjoy your dolls. We're going to sing Happy Birthday to Sarah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, God bless you.
Happy birthday to you. Amen. Well done, Sarah. You can take your seat. Bless you, Sarah. And happy birthday to any of our adults who have a birthday in around this week as well. It was my dad's birthday yesterday and I totally forgot. And And he called me and he said, son, it's my birthday. I said, really? I said, wow. And my mum's in Jamaica and he's all by himself. So I said, come round. And we had a little celebration in the evening. It's me and my dad. So yeah, thank God for him. All right, well, it's time for our children and young people to leave us. Have a great time in your groups. Lord bless you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Sing like never before. O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh my soul, oh my soul, I'll worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship, yes, I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship, yes, I'll worship Your holy name. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer now as we bring our needs and requests to Him. Father, we are so grateful that we can come to You in every season of our lives. Whatever the circumstances may be in our lives, You welcome us into Your presence, into Your courts. That's why Your word says that we're not to be anxious for nothing, but we should bring all of our needs, all of our requests to You. And Lord, we could be here a very long time because there are so many concerns in our hearts. There are so many concerns around this world that we see on a daily basis. So many things that trouble our hearts. So many things, Lord, that really concern us. Lord, we see what's happening, continuing to happen in Ukraine, and it breaks our hearts. And we know it breaks your heart too. Suffering and people losing their lives needlessly. Oh Lord, but we pray that, Father, we know that You are still in control. And although it at times looks as if You are not, but You are in control. You are sovereign over all. Nothing surprises You. You are firmly in control. So we look to You, Lord, and we pray that, Lord, Your peace and Your justice will reign across this world. That all men, women and boys and girls will look to You and open their hearts to You. We do pray for Ukraine. We pray for those who are suffering right now, that, Lord, they would know Your peace and that they would know Your strength and comfort at this time. We do pray for this land, this nation, and we pray, Lord, for the leaders of this nation. We pray that You will continue to give them wisdom, Your insight, that, Lord, they would not try to go alone, but they would seek Your face. Lord, they need Your instruction. They need Your guidance. And we do pray for all of our politicians. We pray, Lord, that they may seek You. And that, Lord, the policies and all of the decisions that are made, that they would not be made outside of Your will. But, Lord, that they would seek You. We do pray for our community. We pray for this local town. We pray, Lord, that Your perfect will be done in this town. Lord, we've been praying for many years for a revival to sweep this town. We've been praying and churches have been gathering around this town seeking for revival. And we know, Lord, that's Your heart. That all men would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, that You would just sweep this town with Your Holy Spirit. Draw people to You. Would You continue to unite us as local churches in this town? Thank You for the unity that we see. We pray for more. But Lord, that we would work together for Your glory and for Your honor. And we do pray for those within our local fellowship, those who are unwell at this time, those who are in hospital. We pray, Lord, that the same presence that we feel right now, that, Lord, that they would feel in abundance wherever they are right now, at home or in hospital. We pray You would break through the walls and touch them, Lord, in the area of their need. Lord, they may be feeling down and despondent at this time. We pray, Lord, that your Spirit would encourage them and uplift them even now. And Lord, we pray for Brian, that as he comes in just a moment to deliver what you have laid on his heart, we pray, Lord, that you would anoint him afresh as your servant, as he proclaims your word. Give him boldness and the strength to do just that. And we pray for us, your people, your congregation, that we would be receptive to hear what thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to return to song once more before Brian comes. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Let's stand and sing together if you're able. I love you, Lord. Let's sing that last line again. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you bring. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I understand that the last song is a very short song.
I'm pretty sure I was only out a few moments just getting myself ready. Okay. Let's hear together the words of God. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built his house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Amen. So this morning we're going to take a look at and talk about building, specifically building houses. So I thought I'd start off this morning. I'm going to show you, we're going to go through some slides. I'm going to show you some images of buildings. Now as we go through, as we see each of the houses, I want you to imagine that it was done by one person and think to yourself, what kind of person built this house? So let's have a look at the first slide, David. Modern technology needs to warm up, apparently. I haven't touched it yet. Do I need to touch anything on here, David? If we don't get this going soon, we've got a manual backup method that we can do. Oh, just as I say it. How to build your spiritual house with confidence, which is the title I've given the sermon. And the clicker works, which is good. So one house, one builder. So what do you think in the following images, what the building says about each of the builders? So here's our first one. What does that say? So, I mean, to me that looks like someone's just starting out. You know, he's got the basics there, hasn't he? He's got the walls, he's got the roof. And look, there's a little shrub there at the side, so he's got a little garden going on. It looks like something you could probably just put together from a junkyard. So it's a starter house, you know, and there's a little bench there, so there's a little patio area for you to sit down. So let's move on, otherwise we'll be here all day. So that's the first, there you go. So that looks a bit more substantial. However, I'm not sure if this house is either complete and just kind of left to ruin, or it just didn't get to finish the house. But you can see a resemblance of a house there. I mean, that could have been something. Now there you go. So we've got the same mixture of combination of corrugated iron and wood put together. I'm guessing the person who built this house was thinking a little bit more for numbers. He's thinking ahead now. And he's got some trees and he's in a nice area. So, you know, he's obviously thinking ahead. Oh, here we go. So we've got a chimney. We've got a nice, nice looking house, I would say. A lot of effort went into this one. It's got windows. And I think you could probably see a little bit of a foundation at the bottom there. Oh. There you go. Now this is a guy that's looking forward to bringing up a family of 20 kids, and he's going to stay there forever. So this whoever, I reckon the person who thought of this is thinking long term. Okay, so we'll skip that other one. Who doesn't like this house? This is someone that's put a lot of effort in, likes a bit of tradition, likes finely manicured gardens, he's got some nice trees around him, he's got his chimneys, houses, and he's got character. That's what I take from that one. Okay, so these are the houses that we're looking at this morning. But now I want you to think of these houses that we've just seen, which one best suits you personally? Oh, sorry, before we do that, here's the last one. All right? Now this guy is obviously likes to live life on the edge, literally. Right? I mean, this thing is like, I don't know, you have to have a lot of courage to build your house there. But it's complete, though. He's got everything there. He's even got a solar panel. I don't know if you can see it. Yeah, he's got a solar panel at the top of the house. So he's clearly an adventurous type. Okay, so now we're going to look at the houses again, reverse order. As we go through them, just think, do you know what that represents me? If I was going to build a house, this would be it. So here's the first one. Would you live on the edge of a mountain? Few would. I like that one. Yeah. I don't know if I'd be able to build it though, but I like, oh, let's move on from that one. You like the other one, do you? You like this one. All right. Okay. Yeah, so this is the big house in the country. This is the man that just wants to, is that you? I would say that's got character. You see, now that's probably the one I'd do. I'm useless at building. I would probably start off, I'd be happy. If I was able to put something together and it stayed up, I would be happy with that. So, thank you, David. That's the, so which of those, keep that in your mind. Which of those best represents you? So this morning we're talking about building houses. And so whether you've gone for something really out there, something, you know, you're a bit ambitious, or you're quite happy with a rackety old shack, before you decide, though, which one best suits you, I want to say this, that if you were building it, right, keep in mind that your building skills is not going to be representative of your age or your physical ability or even your skill set. So put all those at the back of your mind. Which house would you build? If it wasn't age, wasn't money, wasn't ability, which one would you build? See, when we look at this parable in a bit more detail, we see that the story that I read out at the start is that there's only two builders and there's only two examples given. And Jesus is saying that we are all builders. Everyone here today is a builder. You might not have thought about it in those terms, but we are all builders here this morning. And this story is applicable to each and every one of us. It's not an option. We are all, right now, building a house of one kind or another. But as we read earlier, and as we heard, that there are only two outcomes. So I ask, what kind of a builder are you? Are you one that diligently would seek to have plans before you started your building? Would you try and work out all the dimensions? It's got to have this, it's got to have this number of windows, I've got to have a chimney, I want a fireplace, I've got to have a nice little bit of a garden. Or are you someone that kind of goes with the flow and just see what comes out the other end? So I hope you've got something in mind, what sort of builder you are, what sort of house you would build. But I just want to change it because the stories that we read in the parables, the stories, are just a way of describing to us in story format a spiritual truth. And so when we're talking about house building, we're not talking about building a spiritual house. Sorry, we're not talking about building a physical house, but we're building a spiritual house, and we're going to have our house tested this morning by spiritual storms. And that storm and that flood is going to test the quality of our building. So whatever we want to do, whatever house we're going to build, whatever house we end up building, is going to be tested to see what quality of our building that we have. And the first thing that we need to understand is that the Lord wants us to have a proper foundation. So what do we need to know to be able, for our house that we're building, to survive the storms? Well, back in 2002, I did a solo flight flying a Cessna 152 airplane. And I flew it from Rochester Airport. And the first leg of the journey was up to the island. Then I turned right and I flew down to towards Herne Bay. And when I got to Herne Bay, I turned right again onto the last leg to fly the plane back to Rochester Airport. I wouldn't be able to have done that unless I had a foundation to go on. I wouldn't have been able to make that flight unless I had done many hours of practical flying lessons beforehand. I would not have been able to do it if I didn't understand how to fly a plane in most circumstances. And I wouldn't have been able to do it if I didn't spend the many hours or doing all the theory, navigation, meteorology, how to create a flight plan. I would not have been able to make that flight unless two things happened. I had a good foundation underneath me, all the training, and that I was able to follow instruction. Those two things were necessary. I had to have that good foundation of the training, and I needed to be able to follow instruction. See, we're either building our house on a solid foundation, or we're building our house on no foundation at all, according to the story that we just read. You see, the first person that we came across built a foundation, but they had to dig. And as we learned, we heard earlier, he had to dig deep to get to a solid rock before he could build that foundation. Now, you know, if you've done any digging, even a small bit of digging in the garden, it's a lot of work. And if you're digging for a house to build a foundation, that's a lot of digging and that's deep. And that's a lot of work. But the second person that we came across in the story just seemed to do his own thing. He didn't bother building a foundation. I mean, you could probably, just on the face of it, look at the two houses side by side, and they might even look similar. But one had a foundation under it, and one did not. See, when people normally preach of these passages, either in Luke or in Matthew, they normally make a contrast between people that are saved, people and are not saved, or people that are authentic disciples and people that merely identify themselves as Christians. But this morning, at least at this point, I want to speak to anyone here that thinks they might be in the middle, that they know that they have a faith in the Lord, but they're not able to carry on as deep as they would want, whether it be prayer, reading the Bible, anything else that they think that or they know that they should be doing as a Christian, but aren't able. So I'm speaking this morning to the people that either think they're in the middle or they're on the fringe. And the first thing that I would say is that do not lose heart. Don't worry that you're not able to do the things that you want to do. Because you might have a situation where in your life, or it could be at home, that it's difficult to express your faith freely. It may be that you're in a workplace that's hostile to religion. Or you may even be surrounded by your peers, your friends that aren't Christian and they live a lifestyle and that is not what you would want, but still you would find it difficult then to live your life freely as a Christian. But to you I say, it's not too late to build your house on a foundation. We know that there's only two outcomes. If you build your house on a foundation and the flood comes, your house will remain standing. But what if you feel, well, I'm not sure that my foundation is particularly firm or that I've dug that deep? Well, I say to you, persevere. And I can tell you from experience, it gets easier. The more you desire to do in your heart, the more you will eventually overcome. So if you don't have time, if you don't feel you have enough time to pray, pray internally as you go. As you're going walking, pray to the Lord. As you're going about just doing your general business, pray internally, pray quietly, pray to the Lord. If you feel that you can't carry a Bible with you, you could download. And that, if you've got a smartphone, plenty of free apps available that you can carry your Bible along, so you don't have to necessarily go along with this. So, you know, look, I'm a Christian. If you're fearful that that might attract unwanted attention, you can download apps onto your phone. Perhaps you think that you don't have the time to read or to study the Bible. Then may I suggest that you can read and just meditate on these things that are just one verse a day. You just read one verse and you can meditate on that all day long. And you're getting the Word of God inside you. There are many things that you can do. But one thing I will say to you, remember, you are not alone. Your primary source of help, of course, is the Lord. So if you feel that you're struggling, that you're in that particular fringe, or in the middle this morning, you are not alone. Call out to God, and that He will help you. So the floods, let's get back to the floods. The floods will test each house. So how can you know that your house is going to weather the storm? If I'm going to build a house, and I said we're all builders here this morning, I want to know that if I'm building a house, that all that effort that I'm going to put into it, that when the floods do come and the storms come, that my house is going to stand. Don't you want to know that? I do. I want to know that when I get to the end, that my house is going to be remain standing. So the first thing that we need to be aware of is that we need that right foundation. We need to put the effort in to dig the foundation, to get down to the rock. And of course, Jesus is our foundation. And Jesus is our rock. He is our firm foundation, and He is our cornerstone. Now you know that you're going to get off to a bad start in this house building business if you start to stray off of that foundation. If you start to forget that Jesus is the reason that we're building a house in the first place. That Jesus is the reason that we are here this morning. And that the house that Jesus says that will remain standing is the one that is firmly based on the foundation, on that cornerstone. Jesus is the reason for the season. He's the reason that he is under our feet. He is the reason that we base our faith. He is our Lord and our Savior. So you know you're off to a bad start if you start to forget about Jesus. Or even if you think that your life is so busy and prayer time just kind of gets squeezed out. Maybe it gets squeezed to the end of the day just before you get to bed. And you start off. Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I just want to say. It happens. It happens to us all. You can even think, do you know what? I'm going to read some scripture. I'm going to get some word of God into me before I get to bed. And that's what I'm going to go to bed and go to sleep. You get to the thing. Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And off you go again. And it's really hard to keep your eyes open. But that's what happens when we can go through the whole day and just right at the end, you think, oh yeah, God. Oh yes, God. You're off to a bad start when you start to squeeze him out of the day. See, it's not just about hearing. Let me just summarize this parable. There were two people. They both built houses. Jesus said, this is about the first person. They both heard the message. But only one of them dug a foundation. Only one heard the commandments of the Lord and obeyed. And the other did not. See, it's not just about hearing. You can dig deeper. And you can build your house. But unless it's on a solid foundation, it profits you nothing. You can listen all day long to sermons. But unless you put it into practice, unless you put what you read in the Bible into practice, it profits you nothing. And this is exactly what James says in his epistle in the first chapter. He says that we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. Because faith without deeds is dead. Faith without deeds is dead. And so we read in our the parable, the word this morning, that there are two people, they both built houses, but one was obedient and one was not. One followed the commandments and one did not. And so when the floods came and beat against the house, it was the one that built the foundation on Jesus. It was the one that obeyed what he had heard. His house remained standing. And that's how we can do it today. We can just fix our eyes on Jesus. We know that everything that we do in our lives is for him. And it's by his grace, in fact, that we can wake up in the morning and take our next breath. It's because of Jesus that we're able to say that we have a future ahead of us. It's because of Jesus that we know that our sins are forgiven and been paid for by him dying on the cross. We couldn't redeem ourselves from our own sins. Only Jesus was able to do that. The Son of God who gave himself for us. So we need to build our foundation and we need to be obedient to the Lord. That is how we can truly say that when the winds come and our house is tested, our building is tested, our house will remain standing. But to those that I spoke to earlier, if it If I was speaking to you that you feel that you're in the middle or on the fringes, remember you're not alone, that you can go to God in prayer. And also, if you want, at the end of the service, at the front of the church, there'll be church leaders there who will hear, listen to what you have to say, discuss, talk with you, and most importantly, pray with you. So as I invite the worship team back to the stage, I'm just going to summarize. We're all building a house. We're all building our spiritual house. The one that was tested and the house remained standing, the ones that heard God's word and obeyed. Do not be like I heard an American preacher say, he talked about an 11th commandment. Christians that have this 11th commandment. Thou shalt be nice. And they believe that all they need is this 11th commandment. They don't need anything else. Thou shalt be nice. That's all I need to do. But doing that is not obeying the Lord. It's not hearing the Lord's word, and it's not obeying the Lord's commandments. What is more desirable for us then, as Christians, as disciples, that when we get to the end of our journey, then we come before the Lord, that we hear him say, good and faithful servant, come and enjoy your inheritance. And then we enter into a life of eternal glory and peace with him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for Jesus, your son, what he means to each and every one of us. Lord, and I thank you, it is because of what he did on the cross that we are gathered here today in his name, that because he is worthy of our praise and our glory, it is because of him we have a full hope and assurance to enter into eternal life with you. Lord, and as we go through this valley of the shadow of death, Lord, that we know that any difficulties we come across, we can bow our heads and pray and say, Lord, help. And he is a very present help in times of trouble. And Lord, so I pray that for each one of us here this morning, that you would help us to build our house, that it should be built on a solid foundation, and that each and every day we look to you, our God and our Saviour. In Jesus' name I give you praise. Amen.
Amen. Our thanks to Brian for ministering the word of the Lord to us this morning. And as he was preaching, it's so important for all of us to take that to heart this week in our prayer time with God, when those floodwaters come in our lives and the storms, they come in our lives. The question for us is, will our house stand? Will our house stand? And the only way that our houses can stand, our spiritual houses can stand, is if we are firmly rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we're on a strong foundation. And if we're on that strong foundation in Christ, we're standing on him, on his promises, then whatever happens in our lives, we can say, it is well with my soul. And we're going to return to song and sing that together now. It is well with my soul. Let's stand together if you're able and sing.
Thank you.
it is well with my soul. Our thanks to the worship team, Brian, and for you all for being here this morning in the presence of the Lord to worship him and to receive from his word. Just a few notices before I pray the benediction. As you can see in your notices, this coming Wednesday is our church members meeting. So for all members of the church, please do come out this Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. As we'll be sharing some important things with you with regards to the ministry of the church. Also, it's our return of the early morning prayer sessions this coming Tuesday from 7 to 8 a.m. And that'll be from Tuesday to Friday. We do this once a month during the first week of the month. And it's just a time. I know it's a sacrifice to get up that early. But if you can come out, even if it's one day for the week, just set aside, say, I'll come for just one day and just to pray. It's going to be a really good time of refreshing for you. Also, this past Thursday, we had our first youth band session. And it was really, really good. And I want to encourage, if there's any more young people, if you play an instrument or you're interested in singing, then please do come this coming Thursday. It's going to take place from 6:15 right here in the church. And you'll be warmly welcomed. So thank you all. Oh, one last thing. Our treasurer let me know at the start of the service that we can still give gifts. Although it's past that we had our gift day, but you can still give gifts for the church heating system. So if you'd like to give a donation towards the heating, that will be warmly received. Also, she let me know that if you would like to, if you want to put it in stages, if you want to split up week by week, you can do that. So you don't have to worry about, oh, I don't have the money to give one bulk right now, but you can set it aside if you'd like to, week by week or monthly, and that will be well warmly received as well. Well, thank you all for your participation in the service, and I look forward to seeing you, for those of you throughout the course of the week and next week Sunday. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you so much that you have called us to build our spiritual houses. And Lord, you have not just said, get on with it and build, but you have given us all of the ingredients to build our houses, and we have a firm foundation to build on, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And we pray, Lord, for all of us as we leave this place, that we, Lord, would continue to make sure that Jesus is at the center of it all. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand, because all other ground is sinking sand. So as we leave this place now, but never from your presence, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us now, as well as forevermore. Amen. 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 We love you, church. Please do join us for teas and coffees in the church lounge. God bless you all.